for decades. He's been the king of Memphis.
It's good to be king of your own little town.
You want to see the king? You think anybody would pay to come down and see a sawed-off runt, bug-eyed Bill Dundee? No, they come to see me, baby.
King of them all, right here it is, baby. The greatest wrestler that ever lived and ever will step into a ring. You're looking at him, and I am the champion.
And you may be familiar with his work in WWE, too.
I'll show you who the real king of the World Wrestling Federation is. It's the most electrifying move. It's Sports Entertainment Today. Oh, the people devil!
For 50 years, he's been known all over the world as one of wrestling's biggest stars. And now, he's decided to share all of his favorite stories from his 50 years in wrestling with you.
Tell me a story.
Why don't you put your false teeth in backward and eat yourself to death?
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
This is the Jerry Lawler Show.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Jerry Lawler Show. Thank you so much for the download. My name is Sean Reedy. 50th anniversary coming up of Jerry's career. We have an event coming up in Jackson, Tennessee, at the ballpark at Jackson, the home of the Jackson Generals, on September 26th with USA Championship Wrestling.
You know what, Sean? Speaking of that, why don't we, it looks like this would be a good time to see if we can grab Bert Prentice again. And kind of get an update on, I think there's some new names that have been added to that show that's coming up in Jackson. So will that be okay with you, Sean? Can we do that now?
Yeah, let's go ahead and dial them up. Again, we're talking about September 26th at the ballpark in Jackson, Tennessee, that 50th anniversary celebration, which, as we've learned, is not that bad of a number. You got quite a few to get through to get to the top. So we'll get Bert back on promoting the show, longtime Memphis star.
And look out. I think he's there. Bert Prentice, are you there?
I am here, King. And let me tell you something. Kevin Bacon has nothing on you as far as his 6 degrees of separation. Because with Luger, I mean, everybody has a story of your influence. And or someone knows, someone had some connection with you. And along the way, and I think that's just incredible. I mean, that's just a testament for what you've done, and I mean, for 50 years now, it's just incredible.
Well, you know what? I didn't get a chance to talk to Lex about this, but I'm sure he remembers, because he remembered the whole match that we had there in Memphis in 93. But you were involved in that match as well when they were testing him out to be the narcissist, right?
They did. Actually, Luger, they sent him in for four matches. We did, of course, we did a TV. We went to Louisville and I think a couple in Memphis. But they had sent him to Memphis to test that narcissist gimmick. And at that time, I was his manager and all the matches. But they had a full-length mirror. there's an old wrestling magazine called Wrestling Fury, and we're on the cover of it. But I would have to walk backwards holding this mirror so Lex would admire himself the whole way. And let me tell you, that's a trip walking the Mid-South Coliseum or Louisville Gardens or any of that, going backwards with that mirror so he could look at himself. But it did well for him up there. And but, yeah, I am excited that he's coming. I really am. And a lot of people, we've gotten great reaction on that. And I want to also just take this opportunity to all the people that listen to your podcast. Last week when you aired it, our phones, and this isn't promoter hype because I don't have to hype this thing because it's just really taken on a life of its own. But the reaction I got, I think I did a post. I don't have to worry if anyone's listened to Lawler's podcast. My God, the phones went nuts for tickets, and I appreciate that, everybody.
Well, we do as well, because I'm so excited about this show and the more names that are added. But before we get to it, I know some new names have been added, and before we get to that, one of the names that is going to be at the show was on this top 10 list. Bert, I didn't even have any idea. I was almost, as I told Lex, I said, I was almost a little embarrassed to tell somebody, hey, we're having a 50th anniversary, because that seems at 50 years for so, so long to be hanging around the business and still be doing the same thing is almost a little bit embarrassing. But then Lex had Googled and come up with the list of the top 10 wrestlers with the most longevity, and a couple of those wrestlers are going to be actually three out of the top 10 are going to be in the at the show in Jackson, Tennessee. Listen to this. I don't know if you've done this yet, Bert, but listen to this. I'm number 10 on the list. Number 9 is Terry Funk. He's been in the business 52 years. Number 8 is a tie at Mil Mascaras and Adrian Street at 53 wow. years. Number 7 is a guy that is going to be at the show. Terry's brother, Dory Funk Jr. He's been in the business 54 years.
Yeah. Still wrestling in Florida.
Yeah, and then the Fabulous Moolah has been in for, 55 years. And the same with Bill Superstar Dundee.
Oh.
What about that?
That's great, yeah.
Bill's been in for 55 years. And then Bob Armstrong at 57 years. Lou Thez, 58 years. I would have thought Lou Thez would have been number one. But then number two was a name that you and I both know and love for so many years, Gypsy Joe.
Sure did.
Good
for him.
Gypsy Joe at 60 years. And number one, do you know who number one is?
I don't.
Mae Young.
Oh, good for yeah.
Mae Young wrestled for 70 years. Isn't that amazing?
That's iconic, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I can tell the people that we were at the Obion County Fair this past Tuesday, and Jerry Lawler had them all standing on their feet again, and it was just an incredible. I mean, you're going as strong as you've ever. It's just amazing, And then the fact that you take the time that you left that match, went over to your table and signed them people till the last person wanted a signature. I mean, that's just classy.
Well, you know, Lex and I talked about that, and he talked about the fact that in the beginning of his career, it's said some words that will stay with me forever. At the beginning of his career, he thought the fans were there for him, and it didn't take him long enough. I mean, it didn't take him very long to realize that we were there for the fans. And
100%.
Yeah, and that's the way, you know, I've sort of always looked at it that way. Without the fans, there wouldn't be any wrestling, there wouldn't be any superstars or any of that sort of stuff. So we never forget them, and they're going to have a great time on September 26th, because that's what's so great about this. I think this is going to start early in the day, this meet and greet, right, where they're going to have a chance to come and
the VIP seats get in at 3 o'clock to start.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. And all of so many of these superstars run down the list of people and then save to the end. I guess you got a couple new names.
Yeah. Can I first ask all of your listeners to please grab a pen and paper and write the ticket line number down, because I'm telling you, we are way, way short on the field seats. We're down to not very many. If you really want to come to this thing, this isn't the event where you want to wait till the last minute, because people are going to get really cranky when they call and there are no field seats left. And I anticipate selling them out by this weekend. It's 731-234-5883. Call the ticket line. They can do your credit card by phone. You can do Facebook. PayPal. You can do get them at the live events. But there's some general admission left. But you know, folks, I'm telling you, this isn't something you wait for. And the other thing, Jerry, and I'm hearing
you. Hang on, Bert. I mean, hang on. You talk so fast. You talk faster than I can listen. I didn't even get a chance to write that down. Let me get that ticket line again. 731-234-5883.
That's it.
Okay. 731-234-5883. That's awesome. And you're right, Bert. I know for a fact that people are calling in from all over the country. Our buddy Juan Santos texted me yesterday. He said, man, I'm so excited. I just got my tickets. Can't wait for your 50th. He's coming all the way from San Francisco to Jackson, Tennessee for that show. And so there are going to be a ton of people coming from all over the country.
Jerry, we have sold tickets from 17 states.
Wow.
Yeah, just amazing. Yeah, it's just, I mean, from Seattle, Charlotte, a bunch out of Florida. I have told the people, I want this to be an epic night for you. If anyone deserves it, it's you. And I have heard from so many wrestling historians this week. I mean, from Bill Apter, to Bob Ryder, to just all of the ones, the respected people that a lot of people that have wrote over the years. They say that this is going to be the single biggest show in the country this year. And when they put that kind of pressure on me, well, then I have to really deliver that. And we intend to in a big, big way. And, I mean, we are working on so many things that you don't even know about that we're trying to surprise you about. But I told Mayor Conger the other day, I said, I think there'll be more famous people in Jackson in one night on September 26th than Jackson's probably ever had in the history of the city.
Oh, wow. And you spoke about Bill Apter. We're going to have Bill Apter as our guest on the podcast next week as well. So he wants to talk about this event as well.
Even better.
All right. Let's hear some of the names.
Well, you mentioned earlier Dory Funk Jr. is coming. The county mayor of Knox County, Glenn Jacobs, also known as Kane, will be there. Tony Atlas. Mr. USA Tony Atlas, Scott Steiner, Lex Luger, Sergeant Slaughter, D'Lo Brown, and a lot of wrestlers that have worked the Memphis territory, which we're excited about seeing again, including, of course, superstar Bill Dundee, beautiful Bobby Eaton, Rick McCord, Candy Devine, Dr. Tom Pritchard, is coming in, and the list just is getting longer and longer. There are so many former NWA World Champion two times, Mike Rapata, the Colorado Kid, who you wrestled a lot back in the day.
Yeah.
And the list just, I mean, it is so long. Tony Falk and his son, LT, are coming in, and just, I mean, the list is just so long. And we're just excited to share with Jerry Calhoun's coming. Coco Beware. No offense, but King Carl Fergie is coming. Yeah, your cousin. And just the list goes on. Yesterday, a young man called me. Well, he's not young anymore, but he's young to me. But years ago, they came through Memphis. He was one of the original grapplers, Len Denton. Len wanted to be a part of that. Yeah, it's just, and every day I get calls like that. Hey, you know, we want to come, you know, share the moment. So the guys get it, it's gonna be just an amazing, amazing evening. And of course, yesterday we added two names that have really garnered some headlines. And number one. The worm-eating boogeyman is coming.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and he'll actually be wrestling on the show. Of course, Wolfie D of old PG-13 fame, he'll be at the stage. There's just so many, and it's just crazy. But a man you may know, I think you worked with him a little bit back in the day, good old JR, Jim Ross will be there.
Oh, my gosh.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good old JR is going to be there. Wow, man.
JR is going to be there, and he told me he looked forward to signing autographs and meeting the people. He's part of the meet and greet. All the wrestlers are. They'll all have tables. Of course, I didn't even mention the Rock and Roll Express, Wildfire Tommy Rich. I mean, the list is just endless. And Jerry, I'm not done yet.
Wow. I know Dangerous Doug Gilbert listens to this podcast every week. He's going to be there as well, right?
He's going to be there, but he's complaining because he's not wrestling you. But we're not, you know, going to go there. You told him he's not the opponent for him. But yeah, I think Doug had his feelings hurt because he wasn't just you and him in the main event.
Oh, and Matt,
but we'll announce the main event next week. We're close. Me and Jerry are close, but we're going to announce the main event next week.
Well, it's not going to be Matt Riviera. I told you that.
You got it.
But Rock and Roll Express, man, I can't get over how did you swing and I mean, you know, there's I bet a lot of people are not going to be able to believe that good old JR and I are going to be right back in this in the same arena and in the same place at the same time. I cannot wait for that. I've been able to do a couple of shows since JR left and is with AEW now. We got to do a couple comedy shows around the country in Cleveland and Nashville and some other cities. And we did a StarCast together, but I haven't seen JR in a long time, so this is going to be awesome. Great to have him there.
Jerry, I simply reached out to him, and the message that I got back a little later in the day, he had me a little worried because he didn't answer me right away. And I'm like, what? But he told me there is no place in the world that he would rather be that night than there, and he would damn sure be there. And I thought that was just a great tribute to you. And I hopefully have a few more. Yeah, I have about 15 more names that I'm talking back and forth with.
Man. This is such an incredible list as I look at this. It's just unbelievable. Wow. It's going to be an awesome universe. And I really, you know, I thank you so much for all that work and all the trouble you've gone through and putting this thing together. And I know you're still going to be working on it right up to the day.
We're planning a lot of week-long events there. And City of Jackson's just been incredible. The Jackson Generals Baseball Club has been incredible. And we're just, you know what? One of the number one, I probably have 10 questions that I'm asked the most. You need to think about this, Jerry, because, I mean, this is the big deal. But the fan, most people in the call ticket, do you know how Jerry Lawler's coming to the ring? Someone said, is he driving the Batmobile? Someone said, is he riding the white horse? Someone said, well, will he be in a convertible? And people are like, I'm like, that's really on their mind, which is amazing to me. But it's great that, I mean, we do want to have something spectacular. These fans are ready for the night of their lives. And, you know, there was no WrestleMania this year. And there's no Cauliflower Alley convention. There's nothing. And that's where I think a lot of this, you know, this was originally the weekend of the Cauliflower Alley. And they got, you know, they canceled their convention. And a lot of people that were going to that just said, hey, we're going to Jackson instead. And that's been a lot of the out-of-state ticket thing. But people are – and then they're saying – is he going to have a special outfit made for his 50th? And it's just amazing how people are so entrenched and personally invested in this. So it's going to be awesome.
Well, you know what? That is a good question about the entrance to the ring. I never even thought about the Batmobile. That would be cool. Or the white horse would be cool. But have we talked a little bit? Should we tell him what I'm really trying to work on?
You can try. Yeah. Well, what do you think?
Well, I'm like you said, we're gonna make a choice. But one of the top on my list, of course, we got the Batmobile. It's sitting right downstairs. We could get that thing up to Jackson with no problem, and I could come out in the Batmobile. I'm sure somebody around Jackson, Tennessee, would have and be glad. Hey, my Carl's brother, my other cousin, Gary Fergie. He could, I'm sure, furnish me a beautiful big white stallion to come out to the ring on. But I also have, from back in the day, this had to be from 20 years ago, it's still there. I'm working on, I used to have the awesome, most awesome looking monster truck, and with the huge wheels, the big monster truck. And I'm really trying to get the monster truck brought up from Florida. And if we get that there, I'm going to ride out to the ring in this big, huge monster truck. And also, if we can get it up there, we're going to have it out in the parking lot where kids can actually ride in the monster truck before the show during the meet and greet. So that's my plan for right now. If I can get my my old monster truck up from Florida, that would be an awesome deal.
My sources are telling me that that's going to happen. So hopefully, and there again, Jerry, there's so many moving parts to this thing, and I can't believe I didn't even mention that because we have teased that out there a little bit, and people have just been freaking out over that. But I mean, I'm sure they'd love to see the Batmobile as well. And this is just going to be something, folks, that you really need to see. Down at Studio 45. We're going to be displaying some of Jerry's crowns, some of Jerry's belt, some of the stuff that the Beale Street Club is letting us use that you can come through and see, and a lot of his robes. And I mean, just talk about something for everyone. And a lot of people are flying in on Thursday, and we're actually going to have live wrestling at the TV studio Thursday and Friday leading up to it. So it's a week-long celebration in Jackson, and I can't wait. 731-234-5883. The field seats are $50 a piece. There, I can tell you this, and this is the truth. This isn't promoter hype. There's less than 20 of those left. They're $50 to get you in the stadium 2 hours early at 3 o'clock. You have first access to all of the acts. General Mission comes in at 5 o'clock. But also, it gets you a very VIP package that will be sitting on everybody's chair at ringside.
Wow.
Yeah, and there's neat stuff in there. And as you know, we're doing a commemorative program that everybody in the free world is going to want to have. I think you're still getting a shirt design for that event. Aren't you still doing that? Is your artist working on you working on that?
Well, you know what? My artist and I were talking about it, and he came up with the idea for me to draw and actually do the original artwork for a shirt design for that show.
Wonderful. And then we're hoping to, and I don't know, Jerry, if you even know about this, but back in the day, there was a very limited set of trading cards, black and white, of yours.
Yes.
I have found the original master print of those cards, front and back, and we are working on doing a reissue set that will be exclusively available at your anniversary show. A whole set.
You found the uncut master for those? What condition is that in?
I found the master. Of that original. I mean, it is amazing. I need to put that up on the Facebook too. They're amazing. But they are telling me that they can take from that master the exact card. They're the exact pictures, exact front and back. And I said, wow, because I think this event needs to have some very exclusive things where people only that event can get. And we can sell them later there, but I think let the folks that come there but these cards, these trading cards, and let me tell you, wrestling trading cards right now is hotter than ever. I mean, hotter than ever. And this is going to be a one of a kind. This has you back in the ring. These were cards from the 70s,
well,
I believe.
I remember those cards. Mr. Coffee, rest his soul, Mr. Coffee, had those cards made up and printed up back in the day. And I believe at that time, which in you know, years ago, we thought this was a big number, but I think there was less than 500 sets of those cards made, and I don't even have a complete set of them. I don't even know if any of them complete sets of those cards even still exist. So you're right.
Well, can you imagine having that card set and you're right there being able to sign them? I mean, people. I mean, this is just talk about a once in a lifetime opportunity. And I think too that and a lot of fans finally get. That, I mean, there's 8 matches that night. There's some incredible matches. Can't wait to announce them. But this is probably the most eclectic group of wrestlers ever formed together. I mean, they're from every genre, every age. I mean, going over 5 and Dory Funk Jr., 6 decades of wrestlers. Nobody has matched this. I don't think there's been a Comic-Con that has matched it. As far as the different, just a whole different grouping of this. Bambi, former ladies world champion Bambi Montagas, is coming. Every time I think of some pops in my head. you know, D'Lo Brown, just all over, just so many.
Man, Sergeant Slaughter. I mean, look at how many WWE Hall of Famers are going to be on this thing.
Oh, that's just, the list is long. There's a ladies match, there's a midget match, and we got the king. What more do you want, folks?
Yeah, this is going to be one of the most amazing lineups that I've ever seen, for people to come and actually get to shake hands with these people and get your picture made with them. It's going to be awesome. You're right. This is something that'll never, a group like this will probably never be able to be put together again.
Never. And I honestly believe that. There again, and folks, we're limited on our seating. You know, we're right around 2,200 people, so that's not very many. And I know a lot of people, well, I'll get them at the door. I'm not sure there'll be any walk-up available, folks. And that's just, you know, I'd get them, especially if you're coming in from out of town. I really would get them. Of course, we have the Omen Arena as backup in case of rain. So this show's going to happen one way or another, folks. So it isn't going to be no rain out. But we know it's just going to be a gorgeous night at that ball field. And Jerry, there's not a more deserving human being walking the planet than you for this. And so many people think that, and that's a testament to why there's over 50, you know, people, just our guests and wrestlers going to be there. That's just amazing. And I expect that list to go to 60 or 70. I really do.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
This is the Jerry Lawler Show.
One of the things that you and I were talking about last night, Bert, and this has long since been something that happens, and especially on big shows like this. But I can understand your position, and so I'm going to make this plea right now. Please don't ask Bert for free tickets. I mean, it's funny. We used to always talk about this. Jerry Jarrett and I used to always talk about this. For some reason, people think wrestling tickets should be free. I guess because they see it on TV for free or that sort of thing. But it was always funny. Whenever we had a big show, we would get just tons of requests. People thinking that you know, hey, can I get a free ticket? But Bert, I know that you're under a lot of pressure on this thing. This is a show that you've gone to great expense to put this group of talent, to bring this group of talent in. So, and because of limited seating, you're just not going to be able to give out any complimentary tickets. And I can't blame you. And I think that you've stressed that to the wrestlers on the show, that it's just because of the fact that, you know, the situation that we're in right now, you only have X amount of tickets that are going to be available, and you don't have room for any complimentary seats. If should something happen, I'm really hoping, and I feel confident that the closer we get to the show, I love the, you know, the mayor there in Jackson has worked with us so well. The ballpark's worked with us, and I just believe that by that time, by September 26th, there'll be a little, I think there'll be a little more leeway. We may get to add some, you know, some more fans to that, you know, to get it up over 2,000, maybe 2,500 people into the stadium, I'm hoping.
I am too, but Jerry, you're getting inundated with requests for free tickets. I mean, that just goes with the big show. The problem with this show, and I know I'm going to lose some friends over this and maybe some allies, but they will count our house.
Right.
We used to call it clicking the house. There'll be counters that are counted. And so if a wrestler comes and brings five people, that's five tickets I can't sell. And that is why, like yesterday, I was trying to explain to the guys, don't load up the van and think that you're, you know, we'll let you have one guest and one guest only, and that's pushing it. But when someone calls and says, hey, can I get, you know, my family? And normally, Jerry, I'd probably accommodate, especially close friends or friends of yours. But this is one where every ticket that you or I comp, I'm not getting the ticket money for. And the ballpark is not cheap. And, you know, we've got airfares and we've got, I mean, just everything. But just, you're right. This is a show. Please don't ask for a comp ticket because I'll probably have to hurt your feelings because me giving you a ticket is really like me handing you $20 because it's a ticket I can't sell.
Right. And I'm glad that I'm able to put this off on you because when people ask me, I just say, hey, you have to ask Bert. But I can tell you what.
And that's exactly what you've been doing. Thank you very much. Yeah, Lawler said to call me. You get me the tickets that I need. I'm like, what is your credit card number? No, they're free. Yeah.
Well, Bert, listen, thanks for being on today. I mean, this thing is just shaping up to be unbelievable. Well, it's already unbelievable.
Well, Jerry, as you well know, and this is true, though, we're the talk of wrestling right now because they're talking about it. My peeps at AEW told me that they were talking about it in their locker room. WWE, everybody knows about this thing. It's just amazing. And really, and this is the best part, field seats are almost gone. The tickets to the public, as far as the Civic Center box office downtown Jackson, they don't go on sale till August 31st.
Wow.
Publicly, yeah, they really, I mean, this has just been, that's so incredible. So it's going to be neat when the day the public goes, when they go on sale and say, well, we don't even have the field seat. Sorry, folks. But, yeah, it's just that great. None of the advertising, local Jackson, billboards, TV, radio, all that breaks on September 1st. None of that has even happened. And this thing is already selling like this. It's just unbelievable.
Man. Well, Bert, thank you. Keep up the hard work. I know you're going to have to. It's going to be more and more pressure as the time goes on. But, I mean, if you stop right now, Bert, you've really outdone yourself. I mean, I wouldn't worry about any more guests. You may get to a point to where I don't even know if you'll have that. Well, you know, at that ball stadium, you'll have room for everybody. It's gonna be.
Yeah, well, it's gonna be comfortable, and the tables, they'll be social distance. I mean, folks, we gotta be careful. We're not gonna, you know, no one's gonna be able to. If you come as a group, obviously you sit together, but you're gonna have to spread out amongst the stadium, and the tables are far enough apart. I mean, we are following every protocol. They're sanitizing stations everywhere. The ballpark is going above and beyond, you know, on their food vendors and all that. So it's just going to be an amazing day. And man, just to get to ride in that monster truck would be worth it. Well, Jerry, you really think about this. $20, right? $20. Yeah. You're seeing not only you and you're going to be wrestling, but you're seeing Kane and Luger and Steiner and Jim Ross. And I mean, the list, Sergeant Slaughter, the list goes on and on. For $20?
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Well, all right, Bert, like I said, keep on working, keep on plugging away, and we'll do the same thing. We're going to have Bill Apter on here next week, and he wants to talk about the list of talent that's going to be there and his involvement. There's also going to be, I understand, because I was talking to Bill yesterday, and he said that he had some other engagement that he absolutely cannot make it down that day, but he's going to send down. I think on the video screen, we're going to have some people joining us from other locations as well.
We do have very many people that are sending in congratulatory videos for you that we will have on the scoreboard. Hopefully it'll be a great day that the Twins will win their ball game and I'll be in a good mood. And, we're lining them up, and, that is really, an exciting group of folks too. But I'm really working hard to get a major name out of Nashville to come in and sing the national anthem. Everybody's just sitting around, and it's just amazing how many country music stars are just Jerry Lawler fans. Well, you know a lot of them personally, but they're just, some you don't even know about this. the King. Oh my God, 50th anniversary. I mean, it's just I made a post last week and I wasn't lying. The amount of limousines coming out of Nashville to the show is ridiculous. I mean, the owner of Tootsie, Steve Smith, ordered 8 tickets and he said, "Do you have a place where we can park the limo?" I said, "We'll accommodate whatever you need."
Yeah, and we promise the monster truck will not run over it.
that too, yeah.
Okay. All right, Bert. Listen, thank you so much for being on here with us today. We'll try to talk to you again next week, okay?
Check in. I'm sure I'll have a couple more names for you.
All right, Bert. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you. Bye. Amazing how this is taking on such a life of its own. It just keeps growing by the day, it sounds like.
Oh, my goodness. I'm in shock. I keep looking down at this list of all of this talent and so many WWE Hall of Famers and people that you just can't imagine accumulating this kind of star power into one area, one place that people can come and see all of these names. It's unbelievable.
Got a mayor coming in. Doesn't make a lot of public appearances, I don't think, at this point.
No. And I don't think he'll be wearing the Kane outfit, but he'll be there as Glenn Jacobs. But it's of course Kane, one of the Brothers of Destruction from WWE, years and years and years of fame there in the WWE, is going to be there. It's going to be amazing. And what about good old JR?
That's huge. I love that. That's awesome. It had to happen for it to be right.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, listen. We've talked about this show for a long time now. What else is going on? All sorts of stuff. We got the new Thunderdome in the WWE, and the Raw ratings were up. Amazing, the big jump in the Raw ratings after SummerSlam. And I'm gonna be at the Payback pay per view. I'm coming back there to be on a guest on the pre show, the kickoff show. So I'm all excited about that. So, man, all sorts of things. You know, one of the major things I saw on last week's Raw, I was looking and I'm thinking, you know, what made the big bump in the ratings? And of course, you know, after a big major pay per view like WrestleMania or SummerSlam, there's always a jump in viewership. People want to see what happened at the pay per view. But they also had a debut that turned out to be sort of controversial. Big Keith Lee from NXT made his debut on Monday Night Raw. Did you see that?
I did. He is a phenomenal, unique talent. And to get in there with Orton right away, and he's got a match with Orton at Payback, that was a great way to introduce him as a big star right away.
But of course, the internet, you know, the internet is great, and then at the same time, it's awful. So there's so many people out there that just use the internet to bitch and moan and complain about everything. It's like they're so negative about things, and that's crazy. One of the big things about Keith Lee was all of a sudden he didn't look the same. You know, he had a different outfit and he had different entrance music on Raw. And, man, it seemed like the whole world was panicked over that.
Yeah. Well, like you mentioned, there's always some negatives. But to me, the positives of him getting to debut, being put right in that position with Randy Orton, pay-per-view match a week after he debuts, I am incredibly optimistic about that match and his chances on the main roster. He's a really interesting guy. Obviously, he's so, you know, large and able to do such athletic things, and then also a very distinct interview. I see big things for him, and I'm sure, I think they've said that the entrance music isn't even totally finished, and maybe that'll get fixed, so we'll see about that, but good
stuff
going.
Yeah, I saw some tweets from Keith himself, and he's telling everybody, hey, take a deep breath, hang on, don't worry about it, calm down, everything is not set in stone yet, so if he's not worried about it, I mean, he was just excited about making his debut and getting thrown right in there with Randy Orton. I mean, that's pretty amazing right there. So, you know, it looks like it's going to be great. And I think probably seeing Keith Lee on there on Raw was part of the reason for the jump in ratings. He's a superstar of the future, without a doubt.
Yeah, and of course the big thing at SummerSlam was the return of Roman Reigns after, what, about 5 months?
Yeah, and I think, I think that was, when people heard about that, that was also a big reason to tune in to Raw to find out what's the latest on Roman Reigns. The big dog is back, and he's back to prove that that's his yard. Other people have been playing in his yard, and he's obviously not too happy about that. So that's exciting. It looks like some and then, of course, to see for the first time there on Monday night the Thunderdome experience with the fans up on the virtual screens, that was awesome. And the stories that go along with this, I guess there's been some crazy stories about people that were on there that got kicked off or doing crazy things or whatever. But anyway, it seems so much it seems so much more like having a real crowd rather than just doing the, the empty arena type shows there from the Performance Center. So that I think really helped. And it looks like things are looking bigger and better and brighter for the WWE right now. I'm excited about that. Yeah, and I'm excited about being back at Payback.
You know, I have a crazy prediction. Do you want to hear this, what I think may happen in the next 5-10 years? I think
what's that?
I think the day may come where John Cena takes The Rock's place as the top star in Hollywood, and The Rock is busy being the president. Wouldn't that just be WWE taking over the world at that point?
Man, you may not be far off on that because, I would not put it past if The Rock, if this were a 3-man race this election, I think The Rock would win hands down.
I think so too.
I did too.
The Rock might be just what the country needs at some point to come back together.
Well, who knows? That may be in our future, President Rock. Wow. Well, listen, what else we need to talk about? Anything big?
I think we've pretty much covered it. We got Payback coming up. They announced the main event is Roman in his return versus The Fiend, the new champ, and Braun Strowman. Roman showing some maybe a little extra edge at SummerSlam. Beating both guys mercilessly with a chair and trash talking them.
I like that a lot.
We got Keith Lee and Randy Orton. We got Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax against Bayley and Sasha. And I think they're probably going to end up being something with Ray and Rollins and that whole group. Did you see Dominic had a fantastic first match, which is no surprise, with his dad being one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. So he looked phenomenal.
And, of course, let's give some credit to Seth Rollins on that too, right?
Oh, of course. Same thing with the Pat McAfee versus Adam Cole. Both of them did a great job.
What about McAfee? That was unbelievable. The things that, it reminded me when I saw him dive off that top rope into all of those guys, it reminded me of my first match when I decided to do something that I'd seen done before, when I was just a fan. I want to jump through the top and middle rope, go sailing, be thrown through there and go sailing out without touching the rope or anything. And but my first attempt didn't go nearly as well as Pat McAfee's did. His looked awesome. Mine wound up knocking me out, and that was the end of the match for me.
Well, thankfully it went a little better for Pat, and I hope we see him more. He said that at this point he has no further commitments planned, but I would have to think after that performance that they'll try to – I could see him on the main roster. He's got a big following and can go in the ring, apparently.
Interview. What a talker. He's great on that.
Natural. Total natural.
And like you said, maybe he is saying right now that he doesn't have any further plans, but I can assure you, I can tell you from experience, once you put those boots and tights on and get in the ring and do something like flying off that top rope, that does something to you. It gets in your brain, it gets in your heart, it gets in your mind, your soul, and you want to do it again.
Yeah, totally makes sense. That's how we end up seeing, The Rock coming back after all these years when he's the top star in Hollywood, but he still got the bug and had that whole series with Cena. So hopefully we will see more spectacular debut from him and Dominic this weekend.
All right. Well, a spectacular show here today on the Jerry Lawler Show. Thanks to you, Sean, and thanks to Lex, and thanks to Bert. This has been, to me, one of my most enjoyable podcasts that I've ever been a part of. Oh, and I also wanted to mention, I didn't even mention that I went out to, Lauren and I went out to L.A., met up with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh.
We did the Stone Cold Broken Skull session that will be on probably maybe next week or week after next. In the next 2 weeks, it'll be on the WWE Network.
Oh, super cool. I had no idea.
Oh, really? You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, well, you must not follow me on Twitter.
I told you, I just don't spend a lot of time on Twitter anymore.
You need to get back on Twitter.
All right, I will, just for the sake of the show.
You know, I got kicked off of Facebook. I don't understand. You know, I've told you this before. So I don't have Facebook, so I really rely on Twitter now. And, I got booted off of Facebook for impersonating a celebrity. I don't know what happened there. But anyway, followed on Twitter, but I talked about it. But Stone Cold was awesome. We actually, he's got a studio. He has two houses right next door to each other. He has this big house with this swimming pool and everything where he and his wife were and everything. And then right next door, he bought the house next door to him. And they've converted that house basically into a TV studio. So you just Steve doesn't really even have to leave his house to do his shows now, which is awesome for him. But we went in, we sat down, we did. Man, we were in there for like 3 hours or something like that, taping this session. We talked about everything.
He loves talking to you.
Well, I love talking to him as well. It was a lot of fun. He's such a cool guy. So anyway, that's going to be coming up on the WWE Network soon, and all sorts of things going on, man. It's great.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And KingJerryLawler.com and Twitter is @JerryLawler.